This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options, available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting www.888options.com. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors. This week is the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is OIC's Covered Calls and Income Strategies podcast number 6, Selling Puts.
Selling puts, basics. Put buyers, owners have the right to sell the underlying stock at the strike price anytime until the expiration date. Put sellers, the writers, are obligated to buy the stock if and when the owner exercises the put. So it's not a guarantee. Put buyers have a guarantee that they can put the stock to somebody if they want to. But the seller is not guaranteed they're going to purchase the stock. So if you sold a put on a stock that came out at $80 on an IPO and then it went up to $400, how much did you make if you sold a put for $4? $4. You didn't make the $320 that the stock ended up going up from the $80 number. So that's one of my better examples on, you know, a year and a half ago, that stock that moved from 80 to 400 in a year or so, and everybody was selling puts because they thought, I'm bullish on this stock, and that's a big premium, whatever, you know, $4, $5 for a month. Google. Right, attendee says Google, exactly. Problem was, the stock went up so quickly that, yeah, you made that premium, but the better play probably was a call option or just the stock. So, a lot of times you sell puts, you're not guaranteed to be long the stock. It's possible, but it's not a guarantee. If you want the guarantee, you have to buy the stock or you have to, you know, trade that way where you're going to get the stock, you buy a call. Selling puts involves the obligation to buy the stock. And so it's an obligation to buy the stock, and it's also a psychological consideration because everybody wants to buy the stock below the strike price when you're thinking, wow, stock's trading 22, I'll sell the 20 puts. I'd love to buy the stock at 20. I'll take a dollar premium in, for example. Well, when a stock's trading at 14, are you so happy that you sold a 20 put? When it's 14 now? No. So you have to psychologically think, I didn't mind being long the stock. I could have bought it at 21 or 22. I'll wait a bit, catch some premium, and then buy it at 20. That's a good trade. If I'm just always trying to buy discounted stock all the time, maybe not the best way. So you have to think psychologically, am I willing to do this or not? And so if you are, it's a very good strategy. Selling put is an obligation to buy. It's not a guarantee to purchase stock. It's an obligation. Put sellers are obligated to buy the underlying stock. Are you psychologically willing to buy the stock? This is an important point. Are you financially able to buy the stock? Well, your broker is probably going to make sure that you are, otherwise they're not going to let you do this. And we at the Option Industry Council, we advise you to do these cash secured puts. So you sell cash, you're putting money up in your account to protect so that you can actually, you have the money in case the stock was to go down. Will you buy a stock for cash or for margin? Well, we normally teach this based on having enough money, not on margin. You don't have to own the stock, no, because you're actually obligating yourself to buy more stock. So this would probably be in lieu of owning the stock, or if you wanted to double your position possibly for those that do that. So what's the risk? It's in the stock. So if the stock price declines below the break-even point, then a loss will result. Also, the put may be assigned. Profit potential is limited. Above the strike price, a fixed gain from a short profit would only partially offset the position profit from the long stock. The purpose of selling a put is to bring some premium into your account with the willingness that you may buy the stock. So it's sort of like the covered call. because I'm trying to bring premium into my account. And remember the cover call, I have the risk is in the stock. Well, here, if the stock drops, I also have the risk of the stock. So it's very similar. I have the obligation to purchase the stock. I entered into a contract that I'm willing to buy the stock if the stock, if the person that bought it wants to put me the stock. So you have that obligation. If I sell a certain stock that's trading at 400 and I sell the 340 puts, I want to own the stock at 340. Well, what happens if the stock's trading at 240? Oh, my point is, be careful of leverage and be careful that what you're thinking today is not what you really want to do in the future. If you really want to be long that stock at 340, that's fine. But if you're just looking to just bring premiums in and continually sell premium, be careful, because remember, you may, and I said may, buy the stock. You're not guaranteed. So you got to be careful. If you like that stock, it's a good thing to do. If you're just looking to sell premium, it could be risky. I just want you to be aware of the risk and the reward. That's it. I can't say what's going to happen. Just know that you got to be willing to be long the stock. If you like the stock, it's a great strategy. The risk is really not that dissimilar from a covered call. Because if you look at the risk reward, it's essentially the same. Now, it's different. You're putting the money up one way versus another, but it's cash secured. The money being put up is essentially the same. The risk reward is essentially the same. You have a limited profit, and you have substantial losses to the downside in both trades.
We hope this podcast helped you learn more about what to think about and what to consider before selling puts. The next OIC Covered Calls and Income Strategies podcast is podcast number 6, Selling Puts. If this podcast has left you with any unanswered options questions, please call us at 1-888-OPTIONS or visit 888options.com.